much of us white old white men supposed to say about that?
I am the hip-hop socialist.
I am hurt, though, Bernie, that you've been distancing yourself a little from it. I mean, that's just not something that you do to your comrade.
All right. So we know what's going on. WineCellarMedia.com. It is potentially Sunday. One could allege that it is a sunny day. Checking my decibels over here on my end. All right. I think I'm looking pretty clean there. All right. So trigger warnings and all that love. Should we do them? I think we fucking should.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Oop. Oh, well, let me share this video to my own darn page. Well, I didn't want to anyway. All right, folks. Did a little show prep. Had to do some moving. Yes, my hand is fucked up. Mostly from working class capitalism in general. And today I got a little bit more movement with my thumb. The excruciating pain has gone down to more annoyance. But I do have to go back in the factory tomorrow, so I will see if I can successfully just bang out these last five shifts. And then after that, I have a fortnight between ending in this factory and then starting at the one that I'm transferring to in Michigan. And I think with that 2 weeks off of the thumb, I can extra ice pack it, stretch it, see how it feels like. I'm expecting to not need surgery is what I'm gunning for here. All right, so what we have in this gosh darn thing this time around, there were some comments made regarding George Floyd that were sent to me by the homie loco on the Twitters. I think Theo, Phoenix Kalita, is a lot sharper than me in that regard. Something I got from following Maddie Stump previously on the program. Maddie Stump. Maddie seems pretty busy. I want Maddie Stump back on the program, but they seem super duper busy. And it's an individual that goes by the name of Eden the Doll. And they were attacked and robbed in California. And of course, there is this bill out here in Tennessee. Tennessee. Let me go ahead and let that thing stop up right there. All right, let's go ahead and get down to it. I want to take a look at this bill in Tennessee, really, truly, actually, and factually. All right. Now, it's Senate Bill 8005, which, Jesus Christ, I had to do extra searching to find what the goddamn bill was, because the outlets that are hitting it, they're just like, Tennessee is targeting protesters, and it's like, what's the name of the bill? Or at least, like, fucking the Griot. The Griot didn't even link to an actual journalism outlet. Remember, the Griot, I don't know if they still own it, but that was Joyanne Reed's website. So, like, you can expect it. It's basically just an extension of MSNBC. That's where I first saw this. And they were focusing heavily on the bill targeting folks camping and saying that they're gonna lose their voting rights, and that's the thing. It's this vote blue no matter who crowd just trying to scare you about the voting side. But overall, this is some fascist ass draconian shit in general, right? They're worried about, you know, the queen being yassed, right? They want Queen Mala to be efficiently yassed. That's all they give a blue fuck about, all right? But there's more shit going on in this bill than you just might lose your right to vote. And, you know what? I don't have to add caveats with this audience. Y'all motherfuckers get it. You're down. So, there's more shit than that, because the lose your right to vote part, especially, it's Tennessee. It's a red ass state, you know, but like that comes with, you know, felony charges and shit like that. Anyway, you already lose your right to vote. That's not new with this bill. That's that shit they be on where it's like, make lynching illegal. Lynching is murder and burning and torturing and dismembering someone. That is illegal. Like, so just doing it via lynching is already illegal by the murder being illegal. Like, it's this symbolic shit. But I really did take a look at the bill, and it is a fothermucker. I grabbed the PDF file. I'm like Alex Jones now. I got the fucking papers. God damn it. And I hope the homie local on Twitter's tuned in. Phoenix, share the show! Phoenix might be on the Twitter in the other room. And she can share the program to the folks that follow her. All right. So, it's Senate Bill 8005 of the second extraordinary session. I did not note everything. Everything was not worth noting. Page 2 of the bill, though, note this, right? and this is Section 2. Oh, but also, I want to note Section 1 as well. I didn't highlight this. But Section 1, Part E, for violation, what they want to do as far as, like, property damage, they want to make you restore the property to the fair market value, right, as far as repairing, cleaning, and restoring the property, right? Fair market value. And, and to my understanding, right, fair market value was used throughout the Internal Revenue Code, among other federal statutory laws in the U.S., including bankruptcy and many other laws, right? And in the United States in general, the fair market value is the price at which the property would change hands between a willing buyer and a willing seller, neither being under any compulsion to buy, other than capitalism, under any compulsion to buy or sell, and both having reasonable knowledge, which is can be arbitrary as fuck, right? They have reasonable knowledge of relevant facts. And this comes from a court decision, a United States versus Cartwright. Okay? So they can just, what would we call it? Like if there's a hurricane and mother price gouge, they can just price gouge the fair market value arbitrarily to whatever the fuck they feel like doing to further oppress the already oppressed. Let me take a look at the Facebooks over here. All right, nothing real fancy going on. Ooh, I can cross post. Neato. All right, I'll go ahead and cross post that. Right, so that fair market value shit is bullshit. We might come right back around to that. But then in Section 2, all right, the Tennessee Code is Title 39, Chapter 13, Part 1, amended by and adding the following language to the new section. All right, Section A. A person commits assault against a first responder who is discharging or attempting to discharge the first responder's official duties, who, one, knowingly cause bodily injury to a first responder, or two, knowingly cause physical contact with a first responder, and a reasonable person, arbitrary, reasonable is arbitrary, and a reasonable person would regard the contact as extremely offensive or provocative. Take note of extremely offensive or provocative. Just in case some naked white woman wants to get naked in the street again, they're literally writing shit into the law for that out in Tennessee. All right, and sometimes we see these pictures online. I know maybe they hit your newsfeed like they hit my newsfeed, where it's somebody real close to a pig and right up on their riot shield. They're... their uprising offender, their riot shield, and they're right up on it. they can make that shit provocative. They can just declare that. And that's not where the sentence is. They ends. They have including but not limited to spitting, throwing, or otherwise transferring bodily fluids. Shit that I don't know who the fuck's doing that out there. And if somebody's doing, I mean, fuck the pigs. Like, I'm not against it, but they're writing this shit in. But then again, wouldn't that already be illegal? I'm pretty sure you already can't just spit on somebody, but they're making it extra for the fucking pigs. And also, like, another one that I thought was cool that some comrades did, these white kids, they put donuts on fishing hooks and had them on the fishing rods and were, like, hanging them over the protest line in front of the pigs' faces. And, like, that was dope, but that can be provocative or extremely offensive. And how would someone determine this? By being a reasonable person. This is in the fucking bill. This is how they write this shit. And this is actually the legalese. Like, apparently Tennessee legalese is simple enough for me. All right. And then, of course, they have their faux concern that one might commit assault. And the one that I saw noted in some articles that I was looking at trying to get more information on this was they were talking about folks camping there. Oh, and also, no, now they're claiming aggravated assault, which, again, like, it can you can be sentenced for 90 days of incarceration. Keep that 90 days incarceration thing in the front of your head. I want to just add an extra highlight to that. Yeah. Keep your fucking highlighters, buddy. Oh, and also, when I'm done with these papers, turn around, print again on the back of them, then recycle the paper. It's not that damn complicated. All right, now, so that 90 days incarceration is relevant. We are definitely swinging back around to that. And, of course, the $15,000 fine. And that is additional to restoring the property to its fair market value. So, yeah, again, this is Tennessee Bill 8005, and it is passed. It's enacted. It's in the game. So if y'all little niggas is finna go out there and get your protest on, know that this is the shit that they're putting in the paperwork for that ass. All right, so let's take a look at Section 5. All right, and this section is 39. And section 39 through 17, part A, amended by deleting the language assembling with joining. Almost makes them seem fucking nuanced, right? Because, like, by just putting joining means, like, you have to actually, like, come in and be a part of the evil-doing protesters that ought not be evil protesting against the blue lives that don't matter. Right, and they also deleted the language being present. Now, Section 7 and Part C. Violation of the section is a Class A misdemeanor. In any sentence imposed for a violation of this section, the court shall include a mandatory minimum sentence of 30 days. Now, there's no guarantee that you can just have the 30 days as part of the 90. So now you could have 120 days off scratch. 30 days of incarceration and an order of restitution for any property damage loss that resulted in the offense. All right. So and that's, they're just going right back to that. We did the property damage loss part. Bullshit. Let me move up to. Again, I had to fucking grab this damn PDF off the Tennessee website. All right, page 6. Now, this is where we're getting to what these partisan outlets are covering, and it is relevant. And but now, what the Tennessee folks are saying is they're gonna vandalize our government buildings. All right, so they're worried about the vandalizing government buildings, so they claim. Section 13, all right, B, as used in the section, camping means at any time between 10 o'clock p.m. and 7 o'clock a.m. Now, B1 through 6, 1. Erecting, placing, maintaining, leaving, allowing to remain, or using a piece of furniture, tent, raised tarp, or other temporary shelter, structure, or furniture. Now, no, like, the actions that they put here, watch those action terms. Erecting, placing, maintaining, leaving, allowing to remain. What, so like, if there was 8 niggas there and there's no pigs, but 7 niggas dipped, 1 nigga's still there, you know, tying their shoes, whatever the fuck they're doing. If they leave and they're allowing it to remain and the pigs just show up when that person was there and they're allowing the structure to remain, they gonna get charged with this? Allowing to remain or using a piece of furniture. It's like if there's a chair there and you sit in it and you're on camera sitting on that chair and then you leave and that chair's still there and they feel like charging somebody, they're going to dread you up, you know, from where they, what they, the camera footage. Like, this shit is dirty. I don't trust this shit. I don't really trust much of anything in McMurka. Number 2, this is B1 through 6 of Section 13 of Bill 8005 in Tennessee. Number 2, sleeping or making preparation to sleep, including laying down on a sleeping bag, blanket, or other material used for bedding. 3, placing or storing personal belongings for future use, including storing food for consumption. That's the whole thing. That's all of number 3. But like, say you have a backpack and you're there, you're going to be protesting for like 6 hours and you're like, hey, I'm going to run down to the 7-Eleven, get a couple of fucking, I don't know, fucking Hostess snacks, Debbie snacks, whatever you got to get, you know, a couple of Gatorades, a little Red Bull, and then you take them and you have your bags and you go to the homie, you're like, I got some shit, put in my backpack, put some shit in your backpack. Well, you just placed or stored personal belongings for future use. Those are your belongings. Or a portable charger, that is a personal belonging. Did you store, like, there's so many ways that they can just claim everything as a violation of this bullshit law, this bullshit bill. Number four, carrying on cooking activities, whether by fire or use of artificial means, such as a propane stove or other heat-producing portable cooking equipment. So, you know, don't get together with your comrade. Like, because, like, having some food there, hell, that's a way to feel good. Folks can build community. You build community around food. Hey, come taste this fucking thing and how I season this. And, you know, that's not a very big one. And usually we cover these bills and they're anti-homeless. Now it's anti-protester. And number 5, making a fire or preparing to make a fire, or, and for some reason it goes or and then goes to number 6, doing any digging or earth breaking, which I'm wondering if that has to do like with setting up a post to set up a tent. I've never set up a tent ever. I really don't know how I got as far as I did in Cub Scouts. I could never set up a damn tent. All right. All right. And that's Section 13. And Section 14. Interesting how it starts out with number 1. It is an offense for a person to engage in camping on property owned by the state, knowing that the area on which camping occurs is not specifically designated for use as a camping area by the department or agency responsible for the land. Part 2 of that is, the department agency official or officials responsible for the operation, protection, or maintenance of the property may designate an area as a camping area by means of signage, advertisement, or other notice designed to make known its availability for camping. However, a person shall not be guilty of a violation unless the person received a warning not to engage in the camping from an official. Now, where it gets extra interesting to me is number 4. Any items used to commit a violation of this section, including items abandoned at the location of the offense, are subject to confiscation seizure and claiming it in accordance with subsection E. Civil forfeiture is what the fuck this is. All right. And we jump off there to section 15. And this is where we actually do subsection E. I just circled the whole damn thing. Any property subject to confiscation or seizure under under subsection D, unclaimed in connection with violation of subsection D, or left unattended after arrest or issuance of a citation for camping in violation of subsection D and taken into state custody, shall be held by the state agency or its agent in a secure location for a period of 90 days. Notice containing the contact information of the state agency or agent holding the property must be posted at the nearest reasonable location. Reasonable. Remember that reasonable, arbitrary. It's reasonable if they say it is. Reasonable location to the place from which the property was removed. If the property is not claimed within 90 days of being taken into custody, the property is deemed abandoned and the agency or agent, and I have to go to page 7 here, it rolls over. The agency or agent may dispose of the property unless the property is needed for evidence in a criminal proceeding. Now, run it the fuck back, right? You have 90 days to claim the property, but if they can just claim that you assaulted somebody, which remember, you caused contact, let's go back to page 1, you can get a minimum sentence of 90 days. But then also remember that you can get 30 days added to that. It's good. Now, dancing it forward a little bit more. If a person claiming such property within 90 days of the property being taken into custody produces identification and signs a release form, you know, prove it's yours, you know, swear under oath, the state agency or agent shall return the property to the person unless it's needed for evidence in a criminal proceeding, in which case it shall be returned following the conclusion of that proceeding. The state agency or agent may charge such persons a reasonable storage fee. It's just also damn reasonable in Tennessee. These are by far some of the most reasonable fucking Republicans I've seen in my goddamn life. A reasonable storage fee for storing the property. It gets better. The state and state employees, agents, and contractors are immune from liability for confiscation of property in compliance with this subsection E. Just in case you thought that it might be stealing, it is not. It is confiscation, motherfucker. All right. And to my understanding, that was the end of my highlighting. All right. So that is going on in goddamn Tennessee. I don't know what the hell's going on where you folks are. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and let some audio rip here on this this act that happened. Ooh, geez. What happened to my Eden the Doll audio story? Where the bloody hell did it go? Now I got to look at my fucking web history. All right, let's go ahead and lace this up, and then I will swing right back around with you with George Floyd.
Three transgender women caught on camera. That attack happened early Monday morning on Hollywood Boulevard while the women waited for an Uber.
Yeah, one of the victims is a YouTube personality. KCAL9's Jasmine Veal live in Hollywood, where the LAPD just wrapped up a news conference on the arrest. Jasmine?
That they did. Susie and Juan live out in front of the Hollywood station. This is where the LAPD said that they arrested two of the three suspects wanted for assault and robbery on these three transgender women. And this violent attack caught on cell phone video from just a few days ago. Take a look. Yeah, this cell phone video captured parts of the alleged robbery early Monday morning. You can see two of the three women even chasing after the primary suspect, Carlton Calway, right in the middle of the street. The women had been waiting for an Uber on Hollywood Boulevard when LAPD says Calway robbed them, at one point armed with a metal bar. Calway is accused of hitting one of the women over the head and knocking her out. One of the victims, YouTube star Eden Estrada, talked with us on Monday. She said she believes this was a targeted attack since the suspect just went ballistic after learning that they were transgender. LAPD is, in fact, calling it a hate crime. And City Councilman Mitchell Farrell spoke today about bringing attention to the violence against the transgender community.
A group of three transgender women were viciously attacked on Hollywood Boulevard. What was particularly callous about these crimes was the actions of the onlookers.
When I saw this video as well, like I think anyone else who's seen it, who believes in human decency, to see this level of violence celebrated gleefully, so much so that the perpetrator himself posted it on social media, it's like a sucker punch to all of us who believe in civilized behavior.
Take a look at the photos of the suspects. Calway was arrested just hours ago in Bakersfield on a hate crime enhancement and assault with a deadly weapon. You have Willie Walker, who police say they recognize from those cell phone videos, and he was arrested yesterday on extortion. They say he's homeless. Also, they are still looking for Davion Williams, wanted for assault. So one suspect still outstanding, two of the three arrested. Back out here live in front of the Hollywood station, Susie and Juan. The LAPD tells me that these detectives, they worked very closely with the LGBTQ community to bring in those tips. They say, again, you heard it right there, cell phone video crucial on social media to tracking down the suspects. So I'll send it back to you.
All right.
Okay. And something that I'm noted from the printout here was that that Eden the doll left a quote saying, I know that I'm so privileged because I'm a YouTuber and because people know who I am, but this happens all the time to women like me who aren't on social media. We need this to stop. End quote from Eden the doll. And it's also, and what I'm noticing here is that these are all what appear to be black men, cisgender brothers, I think. And this is whack, right? Like, I don't know what's going through their heads. Like, I don't know if, I'd be interested in more of the story leading up to the attack. Because to my understanding, they attacked them when they learned they were transgender. Remember Islam Nettles out in New York, how she was murdered when an individual learned she was transgender while he was street harassing her. So, like, I want to know, like, were they harassing them, on the block or something, or did they just see them? Did someone point them out? Like, what was the deal? Why did they run up on them and attack and rob them? And then, like, and if this, I know that, like, there's the black, the nonpartisan black conservatives out there, and it's like, this, there ain't no damn justice in this. Like, they look white to me from the video. I don't know these cats. I should actually look up this Eden the doll. I don't know who a lot of these folks are these days. Eden the doll. Let me see, because they did look white from the image, but you know, sometimes folks are just hella light-skinned people of color. Damn, I can't really tell. There's a gang of pictures of this individual online. There's a hella pictures. But I mean, yeah, they look white, but like, there's no justice in this. Like, you're gonna flex on a white person. A transgender white person holds no keys to white power. Transgender white people are getting murked by other white people on the reg, thrown out of the house. Like, this brother is fucking reported to be homeless. Was to say, Willie Walker is said to be homeless. It's like, well, Jesus Christ, then you're right. Like, you're literally right side by side with transgender and queer and gay kids out there right on the block. Those are supposed to be your class comrades. You don't attack these folks. That's that whack shit. Like, you're not challenging shit. And like, to hit a lick on snatching a purse, that's your lick? That's whack shit, my nigga. Nah, that's whack. I do not endorse that. Again, I don't know these white niggas. I don't know anything about Eden the doll, you know, but I don't think that folks should be out there attacking the transgender homies, and I'm always going to cover those stories. And then also, like, just as a brother, that's whack shit to do. Like, you're not a stand-up black man to me if you're out there attacking transgender women, or if you try to act like this transgender person is disposable because they're white. Like white supremacy has deemed them disposable because they're transgender. Or do you not know how Democrats voted on that North Carolina bathroom bill? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, motherfuckers. All right, now this one from the locos on Twitter. I think the homie out there in Texas that has the lawn mowing business. If I remember right, Lawns for Less. I think Lawns for Less out there in Texas. They linked me to this joint from August 20th. Right now it's August 23rd. And it's on the insider.com. And it's an article by Kelly McLaughlin. Whoobie-doo. Who I think we have read before. And so there's a lawyer, and for this one, a lawyer for one of the former Minneapolis pigs charged in George Floyd's murder, they always say death, charged in George Floyd's murder, said he planned to argue in court that Floyd killed himself by dying of a fentanyl overdose and an underlying heart condition, which, I mean, we've heard that shit with Eric Garner in New York, where they're just like, well, the nigga was fat, that's why he couldn't breathe. Well, then why was he breathing just fine up until the pigs showed up? Is that all of a sudden, like, when niggas see police, their fucking fat shifts over their lungs? What the fuck are you talking about? Don't say stupid shit to me on purpose. After the judge last month lifted a gag order on the case against the four pigs, Earl Grey, which is a name that person has to walk around with. Like, I wonder if Earl Grey ever spills the... Okay. Earl Grey is an attorney for Thomas Lane, and that's one of the pigs. They spoke with the Los Angeles Times about his defense plans. Said, quote, none of these guys, even Chauvin, actually killed them. And was and then he says he killed himself. And so Gray told the Times that he'd base his argument on toxicology and autopsy reports that determined Floyd had a heart condition and opioids in his body, as well as on-body camera footage. He added that he hoped to show that his client and other officers were doing their jobs. In court documents obtained by the Minneapolis Star Tribune, Gray argued that Floyd had struggled with addiction and that body camera footage at one point showed a white spot on Floyd's tongue, which Gray suggested was 2 milligrams of fentanyl, a lethal dose. Nigga, shut the whole entire fuck up. Nigga, you see that fuck over there? Close it vertical. Shut the fuck up. What's this? Oh, Patreon notification. Cool. All right. So yeah, fuck all that. Cause then, and that's the thing, like, oppressors need not make sense. Cause they're not actually making arguments. They're just popping shit to just keep oppressing. Like, for the most part, oppressive propaganda is more so to teach young folks that, oh, this is just the shit we say. You could see clearly what we're doing, right? Because every new generation of young white supremacists has to see it for the first time, right? There were children at those lynchings, you know, like there are children at the dinner table with their white parents talking about Rodney King in 1992. They got to learn that sometimes this is what we do to the Negroes and this is what we say out loud, right? Hey, all men are created equal. Some men are 3/5 of that, and that's equal enough. So there's always the fucking lie. Like, turn around and flip it, right? Like, Michael Brown out there in Ferguson, Missouri? Out there in Ferguson. It's been some years. There's so many fucking murders. Michael Brown out there in Ferguson was a a portly young brother. And if Darren Wilson would have murdered him via chokeout instead of shooting, then it would have been like, well, he was a fat fuck that smoked cigars. He was gonna die. Fat fucks that smoke cigars die immediately. Just look at Wall Street in Washington, D.C. Right? Like, that would have been the thing. But instead, because he was hitting them with bullets, they said he hulked up. Remember that? Darren Wilson said he hulked up. Bullshit. Like, they'll say whatever the fuck, they don't care. Alright, like, I remember, and this is just me riffing, kind of tangenting, back when Joe Rogan's podcast didn't become this fucking 4chan rant, back when Joe Rogan's podcast was fairly decent, he had Everlast on, the old rapper, now blues singer that tours Europe from House of Pain. He had him on, and they were talking about Trayvon Martin, and Joe Rogan was just, you know, in full white supremacist mode. Like, the show, it was heading in that way. Like, Rogan is easily influenced by right-wing propaganda. It takes nothing to get him. And Everlast was like, what are you, Joe? Look at that picture again, because they got computers in there. Look at him. That's a baby. I can tell when I'm looking in the eyes of a baby. You know, and they always know that. They've always known that. With George Stinney, they knew they were looking in the eyes of a baby. Emmett Till, they knew they were looking in the eyes of a baby. But these pro-lifers are always down with killing a baby. All right. I don't think there's much more to this other than just that that nastiness, as it were. All right, no comments. Nobody gives a damn that we're live. Let me go ahead and post this up, get the podcast audio up. WineCellarMedia.com, folks, we are getting pretty darn close to leaving. It is Sunday evening right now, 7:09 p.m. as I'm speaking in Central Standard Time. And I have to go back to the factory Monday morning. I think my thumb is a lot more functional than it was Wednesday morning. And I think I'm gonna be able to knock out these 5 days. Like, if I can just get on light duty, hopefully, like, just throw me some shit with the fucking, with the sanitation department. Give me some of their little lightweight ass projects, I'll handle it. Give me 5 days of that, and I'm out of there. And we're heading off to Michigan, where we will be doing the wine cellar out of a bigger workspace, all right? A bigger fucking office to work out of. And I can broadcast better, I can work more smoothly and streamline the product, which is the program. I think it'll be pretty dope. And also, with it being a larger space, right, bigger closets, little storage area, a garage that's actually ours and not a shared garage. we can actually have storage space because, fuck it, I'll be a part of the people with merch, but we have nowhere to put merch in this little ass moldy fucking shit box. All right, so, and there's patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. Folks can hit it up, sign up and hold it the funk down. There's paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam. And I'll just plug those two, keep it old school wine cellaring for a bit. Gonna be a lot of solo shows, a lot of just me and my voice ranting on the riffing. All right, and I hope to get back with you sooner than fast.